Here are some foods that don't do well in the microwave besides onion rings, all right? Never reheat these in the microwave. Pizza, French fries, and steak. Should heat them in a pan or in the oven. Spaghetti, supposed to reheat them with a little bit of water on the stove, and fried chicken, you got to put in the oven. You can't put it in the microwave. All those foods I put in the microwave when I have pizza. It's soggy. The French fries are soggy. But, you know, when I'm doing that, I'm real lazy. I don't feel like lighting the oven or getting a pan dirty. So I nuke everything. Hey, it's exactly 8 o'clock at WRJN.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Vicki Barker. Mounting anger in Israel, where thousands took to the streets again last night, demanding that their government do more to free the remaining hostages held by Hamas. CBS's MTS Tayyab was there.
These protesters say that they're going to keep demonstrating until Prime Minister Netanyahu agrees to a ceasefire and hostage release deal with Hamas. But so far, Netanyahu remains stubbornly defiant.
The man is a liar, compulsive liar. He's a crook and a liar. And he's a criminal.
The Justice Department's unsealed charges against senior Hamas leaders over the Americans killed.
Those defendants, armed with weapons, political support, and funding from the government of Iran and support from Hezbollah, have led Hamas's efforts to destroy the state of Israel and murder civilians in support of that aim.
Attorney General Merrick Garland. In Britain, an independent inquiry into the 2017 fire at the Grenfell Tower high-rise has found all of the 72 deaths were avoidable.
We find that there was a failure on the part of the government and others to give proper consideration at an early stage to the dangers of using combustible materials in the walls of high-rise buildings.
Chairman Mountain Morbick said the government inaction, deceptive manufacturers, and substandard firefighting policies contributed to the deaths. Democratic presidential hopeful Kamala Harris is campaigning in New Hampshire today. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is there.
Today, she's unveiling a series of ideas that her campaign says are designed to make life easier for small businesses. There's a new tax credit that would allow new small businesses to take startup expenses, write them off their taxes, going from $5,000 currently up to $50,000. That's a tenfold increase.
Both candidates bracing for next week's debate. In Arizona,
a stubborn heat wave in Phoenix that began on May 27th continues, with Phoenix hitting its 100th straight day with at least 100 degree temperatures, a new record. Phoenix meteorologist Mark O'Malley.
Typically, we'll see a day or two in the summer where the temperature doesn't hit 100, but unfortunately this summer, we did not experience those days.
The forecast, more of the same.
CBS's Stephen Kaufman. In Washington State, this warning from police after gunfire injured six people driving on an interstate south of Seattle.
Prevalence of random violence like we saw on our freeway system and in society in general is should be alarming to everybody.
A suspect is in custody. Stocks look set for a jittery but not necessarily apocalyptic start on Wall Street after yesterday's falls. Dow futures down 65. This is CBS.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice5G and start saving today.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer in 2023 and 24. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 22-year-old Racine woman is being held on a $100,000 bond after allegedly stabbing her 25-year-old boyfriend. The victim died during surgery in Milwaukee Monday. A hit-and-run incident in Wadsworth resulted in the death of a horse. The driver, likely in a pickup truck, didn't stop after hitting the horse Monday. Police are checking video footage. Racine is offering $5,000 grants for sump pump installations to combat basement flooding. The initiative aims to reduce stormwater entering the sewer system. DHL is closing its Sturtevant facility in February. The company has not provided a reason for the closure, which will impact 32 employees. And a town hall event featuring Trump campaign surrogates is scheduled for tomorrow in Milwaukee. The event, open to the public with pre-registration, will include Representative Brian Stile and former Governor Tommy Thompson. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant has slashed prices to the lowest they've ever been. Over 150 new motorhomes and campers, Class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on all stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The NFL season is now just hours away. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers will open up the season Friday night in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. Coach Matt LaFleur says the Packers players are ready to get the season going.
I think our guys are truly excited. There's been a lot of work that's been put in from the end of last season to now. I think they are excited about the opportunity to go out there and compete, you know, in front of the world.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. on Friday. Tomorrow night, the Ravens and Chiefs get the NFL season started. The St. Louis Cardinals were able to move a game back up in the standings behind the Brewers with a 7-4 win in 12 innings last night. The game was tied at 3 going into extras before St. Louis got 3 runs in the 12th inning to win. Now Milwaukee is 10 games up on the Cubs and 11 on the Cardinals going into Wednesday night's series finale with St. Louis. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media this week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 77 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 84 with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
My name is difficult to deal with. You know, it's like nobody believes me. They don't listen. I go, Dom. They argue with me like I don't know my name. I'll go, I have to say Dominic. I'll go, Dom. They'll go, Don? Dom. Dan? Yeah, Donna. Tommy Don, Tom Dunn, Slappy, is that you?
Some guy recognized me in West Palm. He goes, man, you are one of my favorite comedians. I love you. He goes, you're my favorite comedian. Don Amici, right? Again, I'm Don Amici. I died about 8 years ago, but I'm still doing my act. I just can't let go of the act.
When the truth is found.
Big coming up this hour. Your chance to win tickets to see Three Dog Night. They're coming to the Genesee Theater next week.
Wow, thing. You make my heart sing. You make everything groovy. Wild thing. Wild thing, I think I love you. But I wanna know for sure.
Historic Horlick Field, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Baby, I need your loving. Baby, I need your loving. Yeah.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Coming up this half hour, your chance to win Three Dog Night tickets. That's right, a pair of tickets I'm going to give away in this half hour sometime before 8:30. So be listening for your chance to win, okay? Hey, happy Telephone Day, which was yesterday, actually. To celebrate the day of the year that businesses get the most phone calls, here's a list of the top things your phones say about you. For example, you have a flip phone. It says, I'm your dad. You have a cordless landline. I'm your grandma. A landline with a cord. Look what I found cleaning out great-grandma's house. A Samsung Galaxy. I can't afford an iPhone. A burner phone. You know what that says? I'm having an affair. A pager. That says, I deal drugs. And an iPhone 9. You know what that says? It says, I work in radio.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Whether you're tinkering in your garage or tackling big projects, if you know the value of working with your hands, you know Harbor Freight. And you can be confident knowing that at Harbor Freight, you can get quality tools at prices that work just as hard as you do. Because the only thing more satisfying than a job well done is a job well done, well under budget. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN. Return to sender. Return to sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone.
Dropped it in the mailbox as any special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it, return.
return to sender. Address unknown. No such person. No such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself. Then I'll understand.
The writing on it.
Return to sender. Address unknown. No such number. No such zone.
That Academy Award-winning movie, Girls, 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 Return to Sender. Elvis Presley, local news and timeless hits. And right now I've got tickets to give away to see Three Dog Night performing at the Genesee Theater on Thursday, September 12th at 7:30 p.m. Original member and lead vocalist Danny Hutton, he's going to be there. Milwaukee musician Trapper Ship will be the opening act with his acoustic guitar. So here's the deal. All you do is have to give me a call right now. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days from us, 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN. Call right now. Phone lines are open. I'll give you a pair of tickets to see Three Dog Night coming up next Thursday night. How's that? That sounds good to me. 262-634-9756. And speaking about Three Dog Night, Black and White, 822, local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN 99.9 FM, 1400 AM.
The ink is black, the page is white. Together we learn to read and write. A child is black, a child is white. The whole world looks upon the side. A beautiful sight.
Singing Three Dog Night. He'll be at the Genesee Theater next Thursday night performing all their hit songs. And you know who else is going to be there? All right. He's going to be in the audience, though. Tony's going to be there. Hi, Tony. How are you this morning?
I'm just wonderful.
Well, you don't sound wonderful. I need excitement.
This is all you get.
Okay. All right, Tony. The tickets will be waiting for you there at the Will Call window at the Genesee Theater next Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. You enjoy the show. Let us know how you like it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Tony. Well, that's the excitement we're going to get, I guess, huh? It's 826 WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and more. Three Dog Night tickets. We're giving them away tomorrow and Friday right here at WRJN.
WRJN.
Monday, Monday, ba-da, can't trust that day.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha, and the historic legendary frequency of 1400 AM, which you can hear everywhere. Racine, Kenosha, all of southeast Wisconsin. You know, we have less patience today than ever before. We start losing it if a website doesn't load in 16 seconds, a traffic light doesn't change in 25 seconds, if we have to wait more than 7 minutes for a drink at a bar, and if our food isn't served in 14 minutes at a restaurant. 14 minutes? I start losing it if it's not there in about 8 minutes. It's 8:30 on the noggin. Let's check our news in the morning at WRJN.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Calls are growing for the NFL to move the Green Bay Packers game in Brazil Friday night. The air quality in Sao Paulo is bad because of raging wildfires. Also, the Supreme Court has imposed a national ban on Twitter. Wisconsin Republican State Representative John Mako also points to crime in Brazil and concerns about the country's contentious election. Thanks to new federal price caps, people on Medicare in Wisconsin can expect to save a lot of money on drug costs next year. David Bowen is with AARP Wisconsin.
Enrollees nationwide who reach the new out-of-pocket cap will see an added savings of roughly $1,500 or 56%.
Starting January 1st, out-of-pocket drug costs will be capped at $2,000 a year for people on Medicare Part D. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We could learn more today about the 22-year-old Racine woman charged with homicide after a stabbing Monday. The woman, Sheeta Rhea Johnson, allegedly killed her 25-year-old boyfriend at a home on Howe near 17th. The victim was rushed to the hospital by friends and later flown to Milwaukee. He died during surgery. Racine police are urging anyone with information about the incident to come forward. A hit and run just across the state line Monday night led to the death of a horse. Lake County Sheriff's deputies were called to North Delaney Road in Wadsworth at around 9 Monday night. The driver of the vehicle, likely a pickup truck, didn't stop after hitting the horse, which was walking in the northbound lane. Despite a search for a rider and attempts to find the owner, the horse sustained fatal injuries and was euthanized. The investigation is still active. To combat basement flooding, Racine is offering $5,000 grants for sump pump installations. Applications open September 3rd for the first 100 eligible homeowners. The initiative aims to reduce stormwater entering the sewer system. Mayor Corey Mason says the program has environmental and home protection benefits. There's more about the program on the city's website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 77 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 62 tomorrow, partly cloudy, 84 with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
I got a great family. I got a 16-year-old daughter who just got her driver's license. So you should all drop to your knees and thank the good Lord above that you live here and not where we live. God, she's growing up. She's growing up, but I don't know when it happened, man. I used to buy her Minnie Mouse panties and little Winnie the Pooh underwear. I came home the other day and I was helping my wife fold clothes. I picked up this little pair of skimpy underwear. I looked at my wife and I said, hey, when are you gonna wear these for me? She goes, I can't, they're your daughter's. It's the biggest piece of cloth on there.
Thank you.
Neil Sedaka, Laughter in the Rain, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. When you come home from work, does your dog jump all over you, excited, can't control himself, right? How about your cat? You know your cat doesn't get depressed when it's home alone all day? It doesn't even miss you either. Researchers found that dogs look forward to us for protection, so they tend to get anxious when we're gone and excited when we come home. Cats, they rely on themselves for protection and don't care whether you're there or not or when you come home. I know you're going to say, well, my cat does. 837 WRJN, the Cow Sills.
I saw her sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. Flowers in her hair. Flowers everywhere. She smiled up at me. She took my hand. We walked through the park alone. And I knew she had made me happy. Flowers in her hair. Flowers everywhere. She simply got my heart. I love the girl. She seems so sweet and kind. She crept into my mind. To my mind. Suddenly the sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
Stone. Is it Honky Tonk Woman or Women? Honky Tonk. Every time I see that song, it's printed differently.
You know, I never did think too strongly on that, but if it's the Stones, it's got to be women, right?
Well, it says women here, but I've seen it before, Honky Tonk Woman. I'm not sure.
Well, I am a little honky tonk. I'm a little bit country. I'm a little bit honky tonk.
Did you hear this story? A Wells Fargo employee in Arizona died at her desk. This happened two Fridays ago. And no one realized she was dead for 4 days. She was slumped over her desk. You're telling me nobody noticed her in her cubicle slumped over for 4 days? I mean, that she wasn't probably sending her reports in, answering the phone.
Well, there's usually an odor after two.
Well,
because your body goes from acid to alkaline state. And I actually know a little bit.
Yeah, this is a little too much for me this morning.
But I'll draw you a diagram.
Could you imagine these people at that Wells Fargo office in Arizona were minding their own business so much that they never realized one of their employees was dead? And by the way, if you see me slumped over this console here.
Well, at least move you to try to do my job.
Call for help. I will tell you a real true story. At a station on Long Island, it was WHLI on Long Island. A legendary DJ, he was working there at the time. He was a New York DJ, but he's working there at the time toward the end of his career. And he died. And the general manager came in and stepped over his body to start the next song.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I don't know how I'd do it. If you slumped over, maybe I would start the next song.
I'd do CPR. I'd open up the mic and I'd say, could somebody here listen in, call for help?
No, you're supposed to do it to staying alive, CPR.
Staying alive.
You're supposed to do it to the, yeah. So if I get slumped over, just push me out of the way. Just start the next song.
I can't use one of my other favorite songs like Wendy.
No, it doesn't work.
Everyone knows it's Wendy.
Doesn't work because if the Beach Boys are coming up, we want to get that song on right away.
Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. I get around,
I get around,
get around,
get around.
get around.
Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around.
Get around, round, round. I get around. Get around, round, round. I get around. Get around, round, round. I get around. Get around, round, round. I get around. Get around, round.
The Beach Boys. I get around. WRJN. I got a survey here. Maybe you can help me with this here. These are the fashion trends people never want returning. Now, before I give the list, can you think of any of them? Fashion trends we never want to see again as long as we live. What's that?
Polyester.
No, it wasn't in there, but that's a good guess. No, mullets came out number one.
Oh, okay. What about badly permed hairs? Because I rocked that for 20 years.
80 styles puffball skirts. Remember those?
No.
Don't you remember Madonna used to wear those things, those big puffy skirts? And so did Cyndi Lauper. She wore those big puffy skirts.
Oh, gosh, okay, yeah. Princess Diana's wedding dress. Yeah, you're right.
Underwear as outerwear. People used to put their underwear over their pants. I remember that. Velour tracksuits. Remember those velour tracksuits people wore?
Yeah, I actually wouldn't mind that coming back. I was kind of. You always feel kind of like your clothes were giving you a hug. What about shoulder pads?
Well, they didn't make the top five. But
what?
Crocs. Don't they still wear those?
People they still wear Crocs. I didn't know that went out.
And here's one. My brother used to have one, a Nehru jacket. Back in the 60s, all the hippies wore Nehru jackets.
Yeah. Hey, that's always cool, though. That's vintage.
No, it's not cool. It's not vintage.
Baby, you look so vintage today.
I don't know. My brother. I got to find out if my brother still has one in the closet somewhere.
You never get rid of that. Ugh. That's a timepiece, baby.
Ugh. It's you know what really gets me? I have this thing on my phone where it gives me memory pictures from years gone by on this date in history on my memory pictures. And they had one from like 2005, and I'm looking at it, and I was wearing the same shirt that I was wearing when I was looking at the picture. Got to get rid of that stuff. 849 WRJN.
Bowden Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli in Racine, open 7 days a week.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at The Personal Touch by Julie. Racine's floral artistry experts for over 40 years. Just in time for Grandparents' Day this Sunday, they deliver beautiful handcrafted arrangements right to your doorstep. The Personal Touch by Julie boasts unparalleled floral design stemming from family traditions on the corner of Spring Street and Newman Road. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science books. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Rising 855 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. Ah, a little bit of soul. Explosion, local news, and timeless hits. Let's wrap up the morning with these fun facts I had left over here. I didn't get to them the other day. We'll get to them now.
All right.
Who wrote a romance novel in 2000 about a woman who leaves her cruel husband for a king in medieval Iraq? Saddam Hussein wrote that. He wrote a romance novel.
No, he wrote that?
Yeah, I don't picture him being romantic. Four presidents who never had a vice president. They were John Tyler, Millard Fillmore, Andrew Johnson, and Chester Arthur. All four were VPs under a president who died in office. And there's nothing in the Constitution that says you have to pick another vice president.
Oh,
and
wow.
SOS by ABBA is the only top 40 song ever where the title and the artist are both palindromes. In other words, spelled backwards and forwards the same way. SOS by ABBA.
Oh, my gosh.
Palindromes.
There's a lot of things I've never thought about. Or you.
And I'll never think about them again either. I'm Don Rosen, and I'll catch you tomorrow morning bright and early. 6 a.m. We have more Three Dog Night tickets to give away tomorrow. Another pair could be yours. Cindy Hilbert's coming up next. Woo-hoo! Until 2 o'clock. And then it's Kurt Bowman right here at WRJN. Local news, Thomas Hitz.
Walk out, Bill, don't you walk.